sat down, and it just, it was also cool the way you just, you know, you said briefly, you know, I'm a bereaved parent.
Yeah.
And it really engaged people.
I noticed that. I found that when I say that, it hush, everybody wants to hear what I have to say.
So real, it just doesn't.
But I didn't want to say the same thing. So I thought, what could be a short sentence? I said, I have deep appreciation. You know,
it was very short and sweet and right to the point. And even though it was sad, you had joy in your face, you know?
I love what I'm doing.
It's,
I love
it. So I think that came across, that it was very, very profound.
It is
the
profound
song, but your love of what you're doing also came through at the same time. And the host, I'm always interested in what he says, because some people, oh my God, it's so intense. It's like to have to say something sometime after everybody, you know, and I'm like, what is he going to say? I was curious. And he was like, thank you for sharing that. It was like you shared something with everybody.
Yeah.
And that was his comment. You know, thank you, Judy. And of course he was teasing you so much at the beginning.
Why? Because I said something to him that you are such a great announcer. I was totally buttering him up.
Oh, is that why? Because he was giving you like so much crap. It was funny.
I was watching with my son
and he was like, what is that?
That time he said to me, do you have any upcoming gigs? And I said, someday. And I said, you really gave me a laugh. He didn't even remember. But when I was done, I said to myself, now he's going to remember me.
Yeah, boy, I'll say, boy, I was so astounded. It was funny. It was like you had an X-rated website.
You should only know.
I know.
So I've been so busy singing that I don't have time to put food in my mouth. I'm keeping my mouth open, but something's coming out. No, honestly, I can totally forget about when it's time to eat. I'm not as hungry. It's a miracle.
You know what? When I'm performing, I'm so thin. It works. It really, you know, you're busy. You're getting that.
So why aren't you performing?
I know.
I want you coming to Kulaks with me.
I thought about it. So
you know, we could do a duet. You know, you could be doing the piano with my guitar, and you could.
You know what? I thought about that, especially when the two ladies were singing last week.
Yes.
Last week.
Wouldn't that be?
Their harmonies were very beautiful.
Fun. Oh, Peach. Well, you're busy with your kids.
I'm getting ready to make.
I'm gonna put the bug in you. Look at my fingernails. This is like the longest in my life.
Oh, really?
I've used to bite them below. It would be like half that size. I had no nail. So look at this.
So you're not biting.
I'm not biting. 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
This is a new person. This is medicine.
It is. My soul is cleansed. It's so real.
So many teachings, you know. Yeah. I mean, whatever religion, whatever spiritual, you know, East West philosophies that basically, you know, talk about
it. All comes from within.
Yeah. And if we're not getting gratified here, we're doing, you know.
Oh, it's feeling so great.
The control over your voice, though, last night was really, really good. You are so doing the stuff that we talk about.
I can feel it.
You know, you're not charging.
I felt a little louder on a few notes, and right away I adjusted because I could tell the mic was picking it up. And I was careful because I thought if I sing too loud, it's going to, you know.
Yeah.
The dynamics. So I didn't want that fluctuation.
You really haven't, the last 2 weeks, you haven't done that. I mean, and one time, like I think last week, you started to get a little, and I was like, is she going to go there? And you didn't. You pulled it back, and same thing with this.
Yeah, I got to practice. Just keep practicing. That's what does it.
It's so beautiful. It's so controlled. It's singing. It's like you're controlling every... Nothing is just going.
It's not random.
You know, and it's you make it sound easy. People, you know, people hear you. Everyone thinks, well, they can do that.
It's not easy for me.
They don't realize that you really are thinking about everything that you're doing. And by the time you're making it easy, it's because you've done it over over and over.
That's
when nobody
so
could hear you, practice the hell out of it to make it look so easy.
I have to do that because I wasn't born with the voice like some of these people, and they don't have my song, so I don't feel badly. You know, they may have they have a vacuous, beautiful voice, but they don't have a beautiful song. But the thing is, I listen to them, I go, wish I was born with that, but then I don't stay there because it's like I was born with some other gifts.
Yes,
and if I can just sing adequately, it could be enough. But I have to do my best. I got to do the best.
Yes, and so we don't know what that is, where that's
going. I'm still
getting
there.
That's right, you know?
You mean I have a ways to go?
You always have a ways to go, but you won't always cringe, you know?
The cringing part, I can't listen to the early video. It scares me that people actually didn't walk away. Go like this. Cover their ears.
So, what's your husband saying? What's your...
Oh, you know what? I have decided not to ask him. I don't want to put him on the spot. He watched it. So all my kids came home and said, oh, we watched it with Dad last night. So, you know, he put it on. And
that's all they said? They didn't say anything?
That's all they said. I'm not going there with them. Yeah, okay. My music is not going to resonate with teenagers. Let's face it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not Lady Gaga. You gotta be real.
They can tell if you're sounding good or sounding better. They can speak on the improvements and stuff like that, you know.
That's
but
true.
Maybe they're just not thinking like that because they are definitely there. You know?
Yeah.
It is so noticeable the difference.
They're just waiting for me to make some money. Mom, are we going to have a vacation fun? Yeah. Not just a Hotel 6?
Well, who was that? Wasn't it Jay-Z, whatever, the lady that wrote the Harry Potter or whatever? Someone was telling
it. Oh, yeah.
Your kids, you said your kids something like, you know, children that don't support mommy's hobbies don't get new bicycles, don't go on vacation.
I think about her, J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
Yeah, here she was, a single mom.
Yeah, a very inspiring story.
And I feel inspiring.
And then she losing everything and didn't sleep for 2 weeks or whatever, just stayed up and just wrote it, the first one straight.
I totally can relate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bill collectors at the door, everything, and she's doing that. A very inspiring story.
It is a beautiful story. All right, okay. Back to business.
Excuse me.